It's time now for high school basketball. You're on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, with tonight's play-by-play action, here is Wade Gershner.
Well, it's deja vu all over again. Just 8 days ago, it was St. Mary's. The Bears tangling with Silver Lake, the Eagles at Silver Lake, and now 8 days later, it is Silver Lake making a short trip west down Highway 24 to take on the Bears on St. Mary's home floor. Girls game, there's not a lot on the line in regards to seeding for sub-state or the league race. The league race is over, and the Silver Lake Eagles finished second. Riley County went undefeated at 10-0 and won the first ever Big East League title on the girls' side of things. And Silver Lake girls are locked into a two seed for the 3A sub-state. They'll be hosted the finals of the sub-states or regionals by Hiawatha. The first two rounds are at the higher seeded sites. Silver Lake's locked into a 2. Osage City appears to be the one. And then the St. Mary's girls, they're going to have a home game regardless of what happens tonight in the first round of the regional, but they could move up as high as possibly a 5 seed if they would win tonight. So a little bit on the line for St. Mary's. But it's a good rivalry, and we're looking forward to it. And the boys' game later tonight should be an absolute fantastic ball game. As 8 days ago, it was Silver Lake hitting a shot by Dane Johnson, 5 seconds left, to give him a 62-60 lead. The Eagles went on to win 64-60. And that boys' game is huge when it comes to sub-state because St. Mary's and Silver Lake are both tied for the number 2 seed, and the winner would then be the 2 seed. The loser would be the 3, and it's very possible Silver Lake, St. Mary's boys could end up playing each other with a chance to move on to state tournament. Santa Fe Trail is 15-4, so if they would play and lose tonight, and then the Silver Lake St. Mary's winner would be the 1 seed. So a lot to play for from a sub-state seedings perspective when it comes to the boys' side of play. Should be a good doubleheader tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. We'll be back with the starting lineups in 2 minutes on 96.9.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3727.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NexTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, glad to have her back in the saddle again, back at the studios there, south of Hiawatha. Wade Gershon with you on this Friday evening, high school hoops. It's the final night of games. I guess technically there's some makeup games possibly across the state tomorrow, but actually it is the last night for games to be counted for sub-state seeding purposes because the sub-state brackets for 2, 3, and 4A will come out tomorrow, and we'll have regional wrestling coverage for you. 3, 2, 1A down at Council Grove, the boys regional wrestling on the Sabetha channel and the Holton channel tomorrow. Seth Dawson. I'll be in Tonganoxie for the 4A Wrestling Regional. St. Mary's girls are 10-8. They finished tied in fourth in the league race at 6-4. They started 7-2. Then they lost three in a row, but they've won their last two, including wins over Hiawatha Friday, 59-43, in Riley County, 45-36 on Monday. And they're led by head coach Dorian Silsbury, record of 35-30 his third year. Veronica Huttley's a 5'3 sophomore point guard, averaging 2 points and three assists. Brianna Figge is a 6-foot junior forward, averaging 2 points, two rebounds. Maisie Kent, 5'6 senior guard, averaging 2.5 points, four rebounds. Hayden Heim, 6'3 senior center, all-leaguer, all-state, averaging 24 points, 13 rebounds, three blocks. And Isabel Hurl has been red hot from beyond the three-point line. She has hit 16 threes over the last three games, including a school record 7 against Hiawatha on Friday. She's a 5'7 senior shooting guard, averaging 15.3 rebounds and 3 assists. For Silver Lake, they are ranked 6th in the state 3A, 16-2 overall, 9-1 in the Big East, led by head coach Kyle Porter in his 8th year, 102-18 in his 5th year at Silver Lake, 8 years overall, assisted by Mark Johnson, Johnny Roberts, Kaylin Haney, 5'7 point guard. She's a junior, averaging 16.6 rebounds and 6 assists, 3.5 steals. Taylor Zordel's 5'5 senior guard, averaging 6.3 rebounds. Paige Hyman, a 5'10 junior forward, averaging 5.3 rebounds. Ella Boland, 5'11 senior guard forward, averaging 8.4 boards. And Karis Deiter, a 5'6 freshman guard, averaging 12.5 points and 5 rebounds. That's the starting five for Silver Lake. Silver Lake is in their maroon uniforms with the gold numerals lettering and trim. St. Mary's in the home white with the blue numerals and lettering with the Bears across the front of their jersey. Eight time to jump against Ella Boland. A rematch of a game played 8 days ago that Silver Lake won 67-54, but St. Mary's only down three going into the fourth, 44-41. The official threw the ball up, and it was on Boland's side. She didn't look like she's ready to jump and just let Haim have the jump, but they'll replay it because the clock. They reset the clock, and here we go. They'll re-jump it. That's a better toss, and this one is controlled like it was on the first one by St. Mary's, and the Bears have the ball moving left to right. St. Mary's really struggled against Fulton and Nemaw Central. Then they played a lot better against Silver Lake. Here's a three on the way. Swish from a near wing to my right by Hayden Heim, her 13th three of the year. She's going to be playing D2 ball next year at Central Missouri in the MIAA, one of the toughest conferences in America. And she's extended her game and her range shooting the rock with 12 triples. Now 13 on the season with that tray. She's trying to answer far corner. Three swished right back for Silver Lake. That is Ella Boland. That's her 18th three of the year, and we are tied at three. Some pressure by Silver Lake. St. Mary's Keys the victory tonight. They have to handle the pressure. Don't get sped up. And for Silver Lake Keys is they want to speed up St. Mary's, and they can't let Hurla have a big night as she's been red hot beyond the arc. Three-pointer off the mark and out of bounds. Figgy put it up. Last touch by Silver Lake. It'll remain with the Lady Bears. Boys game coming up later tonight. Both the boys of St. Mary's and the boys of Silver Lake are 14-4. Huge game for sub-state seeding purposes. Here's Hayden Heim. Little crossover. Spins. Turns. Triple team. Flips it out to Huttley. Doesn't shoot the ball a lot. Sophomore at 5'3". Back to Figgy in the near corner. There's Heim. Out front. Top of the circle it goes. Now they swing it to Hurla. Hurla being guarded closely by Haney. That's a great matchup there. Lob into Heim. And good help defense. Come on and knock the ball away as Deiter. And then Haney didn't get on the floor, but Deiter does. Heim did too. Deiter gets it to Haney, and here come the Lady Eagles moving to my left. Oh, what a little crossover. The scoop does not fall with the right hand by Haney. Made a great move, but couldn't finish at the cup. And here come the Lady Bears with 6:33 to go first quarter. We are tied at three. St. Mary's moving from left to right on your radio dial. St. Mary's will play on Monday, and they'll take on Rossville. There's a pass that's tipped and stolen by Deiter, so Deiter been active with her hands during the early going. A couple of turnovers St. Mary's. Back the other way, they go to Deiter, and she traveled. For Silver Lake with their first turnover. Deiter, a very talented freshman, 5'6", averaging 12.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. At 20 at the Burlington Invitational against Ottawa, one of our high water marks this year. Here's Heim, brings it up, goes by Boland, right down the boulevard, kicks it out in the far corner to Maisie Kent. Now Huttley over to Hurla. Hurla given a little bit of room by Zordel. Hurla has unlimited range. He can shoot it 4 or 5 feet beyond that 3-point line. Playing on the floor is Figgy. Gives it up to Hurla. High arcing rainbow three. This one's short. Good closeout by Zordel. Nice challenge. Rebounded by Paige Hyman. Here come the Lady Eagles. Across the timeline. Bear logo half court. Nice pass. Left corner on the diagonal look. Missing the three short put up by Zordel. And the rebound to St. Mary's. St. Mary's will be at Rossville Monday. Girls and boys doubleheader. That will not count towards the sub-state or the league standings. We'll have the doubleheader for you Monday. Right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Here's Hurla. On her hands it to Huttley. Now gives it up to Heim. Heim a little crossover. Tied up by Dieter. Jump ball and the arrow points in favor of Silver Lake. Jalen Breeze, a 5'10 sophomore, checking in for St. Mary's. Going out is Figgy. Busy week next week on the polls, because next Wednesday, Seaman hosting Piper. All four of those teams are state-ranked in 5A, and that's the third time that doubleheader's been rescheduled, as pass to the far side is tipped out of bounds. It was originally going to be Tuesday this week, then more snow coming area. Supposed to be last night, rescheduled again for next Wednesday. So we'll have high school basketball for you Monday and Wednesday right here on the Pulse before we get into postseason action. Bowen brings it to Dieter. Dieter drives down the lane, puts up the floater, off the heel, no. Dieter hits the deck, as does Maisie Kent. Time comes away with the loose change. Pass ahead into the corner to Huttley. Huttley lobs her Heim. Not a good pass. Ill-advised and stolen easily by Bowen. Gives it up to Haney. One-handed pass ahead to Zortle. Zortle turns. High archer out the window, missing from about five. Rebounded by Breeze. The sophomore then clears it to Heim. Three early turnovers for St. Mary's. Two for Silver Lake. We're tied at three. Heim giving room. Same spot she hit the three earlier, and she delivers again. Hayden Heim with 2 3-pointers. Numbers 13 and 14 on the year, counting for all 6 of St. Mary's points in early going. Crossover by Haney, into the lane, kick out. Open in the corner, faking the 3 is Zortle. Dribble drive into the paint, turns and got absolutely rejected at the apex by Breeze. Zortle went amongst the trees and got burned down. Here's Heim across the 10-second line. At the volleyball line now is Huntley between the circles. Left-hand dribble, knocked away and stolen by Dieter. Good hands by the freshman. Dieter attacks the rim to my left. There's a bump called on Huntley. Are they going to count the bucket? Let's see if it's on the floor. Foul is on Huntley. Will they count the basket? I do not think. Are they going to count it or not? Make up your mind, Mr. Official. There still is on the floor. Foul's on Huntley. I thought that's probably what they should have called. Poor turnover for St. Mary's on that steal by Dieter. 6-3, Bears with a lead, 4:06 to go first quarter. That's the first foul of the ballgame on either team. Zortle and Heimann checking out of the lineup for Kyle Porter's crew. And in for the Eagles is Jaylee Whitehead. And Savannah Windy inbounds it to Haney. Turn shot up and counted in a foul. And Kaylin Haney will go to the line for a traditional three-point opportunity. Foul is on Huntley. So the sophomore point guard with 2 fouls will stand about 5 seconds. And foul trouble for Dorian Sewells-Berry, the head coach's third year, 2011 St. Mary's grad. A free throw short by Haney, and then Whitehead is tied up a Breeze. Arrow points in favor of St. Mary's. Haney, a 79% foul shooter, but cannot complete the three-point play. 6-5, St. Mary's with the one-point lead. Should be St. Mary's basketball. Silver Lake had it last time. Perhaps overzealous fans for St. Mary's screaming about the arrow. I think they'll get it figured out, but if they don't, you have a pretty good reason to be mad and upset and have an issue with the basketball, so they're going to change out basketballs. 6-5, St. Mary's with the lead on 2 3-pointers by Hayden Heim. The arrow in favor of St. Mary's. Silver Lake had the last jump ball. Kyle Porter's been questioning that, but Silver Lake had the last jump ball. So it's St. Mary's. There's a lob in against full court pressure. Hurley catches it. Bounces the rock, moving left to right, and then knocked away and stolen by Whitehead, but then falling out of bounds, he tries to save it right in the hands of Heim. Heim ahead to Breeze in the corner, back to Heim, and that went off the mark. Saved underneath the bucket by Dieter, a dangerous place to save it. But luckily, she had a teammate in Maroon there to grab it. Here's Haney, spins in the lane, flips it out, wide open, three-pointer. Dieter knocks it down. Karis Dieter with her 7-3 of the year. And it's 8-6, Silver Lake with the lead. Timeout, St. Mary's, 3:30 to go, first quarter, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blake Kirshner back with you from St. Mary's High School, home of the Bears. A rematch of a game played just 8 days ago at Silver Lake that the Eagles won over St. Mary's, 67-54, thanks to a 23-13 fourth quarter. Kaylin Haney had 22, Karen Snyder 18 in that game. Haid Heim had 24, Isabel Hurl had 5, threes and 19 in the loss. And that ball knocked away, Heim lost it, goes right to Deiter, who lays it up and in on the steal. St. Mary's with 7 turnovers in this first quarter. Hurla breaks the pressure, brings it up the floor, had it knocked away from behind, stolen. Here's Wendy. Wendy then lost it, it's loose, it's on the deck. Whitehead dives for it, along with 2 Bears, including Maisie Kent and Breeze. Great effort by all 3 young ladies. And the arrow in favor of Silver Lake on this occasion. 10-6, Eagles with the lead. That pressured defense bothering St. Mary's. That was the key for the Bears to win tonight. Not getting sped up, but they have been. Here's Haney. Flitters into the lane, misses the runner off the window, gets it back, puts it up against some contact, no foul. Whitehead gets the rebound. She turns, puts it off the window. That one wide to the left. Strong rebound corralled there by Breeze, and here's Hurla bringing up the floor. Hutley stays on the floor with 2 fouls. Hurla handles the ball, gives it up to Hutley. Hutley to Heim. Picked up there by Elena Brewster, 5'11 senior, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds off the bench. Here's Hutley, backs it out. Lobs it for Heim on the near side, beyond the arc. Heim a little crossover. Out front it goes to Kent, the lefty. Finds Hutley in front of the Silver Lake bench, far sideline, guarded there by Deiter. Hutley to the foul line, out to Breeze. Here's Heim, fakes a 3, dribble drive, kick out to Breeze. Back over to Hurley. No shot clock here at St. Mary's. They're in the Big East League this year. Perhaps next year that'll be different. 10-6 in favor of Silver Lake. Here's Kent, left the lane. Into the far corner, Breeze, baseball pass inside, posting up Heim, and she's fouled as she went for the shot. It could be pretty clean up high, but Brewster might have got her with the lower body. The Brewster call for the personal, her first, and that's the first foul on Silver Lake in this first quarter. Heim in the act of shooting. She gets 2 free throws. 77% foul shooter. She's gotten the line 164 times, and she knocks down the free throw. Heim has all 7 of St. Mary's points. St. Mary's played well against Silver Lake after 2 poor performances offensively against Holton and Nemaw Central. And then last Friday on Valentine's Day, 1 at Hiawatha, great second half. Isabel Hurl had 29 in a career high and a record for threes in the game for St. Mary's with 7 triples. Heim hits both free throws. She has 8. 10-8 Eagles. Haney spins, turns, challenge at the rim, misses the banker. A little bit too strong, rebounded there by Hurl. Heim added 23, so Heim and Hurley scored 52 of their team's 59 in a 59-43 win over Hiawatha, a game that was tied at halftime. Then they turn around and they knocked off Riley County, who went undefeated in the league. It was a non-league game on Monday, and they won that game by 9. Here's Heim all the way to the hoop, left it short with the scoop right-hand layup, rebounded by Heim and gets it to Haney, and now Silver Lake has numbers 4-on-3 to my left. Lob ahead, nice catch. Brewster lays it in. What a dish, threading the needle. Haney, Brewster with her first 2, and it's 12-8. Lady Eagles, minute 18 to go, first quarter. So St. Mary's playing really well last couple of games, and if they have Hurla and Heim scoring at a high level, this team can beat about anybody in 3A, as Hurla throws up a wild scoop and then came back at her, tried to catch it, stay in bounds, and she jumped in the air and landed on the baseline. So turnover there for St. Mary's. But if Hurla or Heim, either one of them has an off night, and Heim had an off night against Nemaw Central and Holton, and they lost by 20 to Holton and only scored 26 points against Nemaw Central. But then they both played very well last couple of games. They're the key. If those two play well and score well, St. Mary's got a chance to make a run in postseason play. Here's a kick out. Whitehead 3. Tried to bank it from the far wing. Doesn't fall. Too strong, but the rebound Bowen, and Deiter had it ripped away by Hurla. Hurla steps in, leans in, and banks it up. Tough, high degree of difficulty over Deiter. Challenges the shot. Hurla with her first 2 as 12-10, Silver Lake. Here's Whitehead giving up to Bolin. Bolin, pass underneath, and send it for Heiman. Diving up for Heiman, ties up Hurla. Arrow points to St. Mary's with 32 seconds to go in this first quarter. So St. Mary's, they were blown out the first time they played Riley County and beat them by 9 on Monday. And Silver Lake, their only league loss was to Riley County, and they will play Riley County on Monday at Silver Lake. But once again, those games don't count to our sub-state or league standings. Sub-state brackets come out tomorrow. But tonight's games do count towards those seedings. Erla brings it up the floor with no shot clock, so St. Mary's can hold for the final shot of the stanza. Lobs it over, left wing extended to Kent. Now far sideline, this is Heim. Heim with 8 of her team's 10, and Erla has the other 2. Now to Huttley. Huttley picked up there by Deiter. Huttley gives it to Heim at the high post. Back to Huttley, 5 on the clock. Pump fake, steps in, 15-footer. Huttley drills it. Cut the net to close out the first quarter. Huttley's only shot attempt of the quarter, and she knocks it down, and we're tied at 12 at the end of one. Back in 1 minute, it's high school basketball, 96.9 the Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, MJ's back, and that means close, competitive, high school athletic contest on 96.9 The Pulse. Girls game, St. Mary's and Silver Lake all knotted up at 12 after one. They met 8 days ago over Silver Lake. It was 44-41 going into the fourth quarter. St. Mary's playing a lot better than they did a couple weeks ago. Nice dish underneath Haney, but then Deiter lost it. Goes right to Heiman. Heiman triple team out front, top of the key, 3. Bingo! From Ella Boland, a scramble play, and Boland with her second 3 of the ball game. And her 19th of the season. And she is 2 for 2 from three-point land here tonight. And it's 15-12, Silver Lake back in front. Here is Huttley, hit that shot to close out the first quarter. These two teams could see each other again at Substate. Up at Hiawatha in the finals as the ball knocked away from behind by Deiter. Based on the seeding that we see right now, I guess there is that chance that they could possibly meet in the semifinals. 16-team region or sub-state, if you want to call it that, but they break it into 2 8-team brackets. So you just win your 8-team bracket. You will go on to the state tournament. Hutchison, that's the side of 3A again this year. 15-12 in the corner. Hurla off the screen. High arcing 3. Whish! Hurla with her 144th three-pointer, 56th of the year. Now Haney goes in, has it swatted away by Heim, who collects the rebound. 15-14, Silver Lake. Heim into the paint. Kicks it out to Kent. Hurla inside and off the paw of Heim and out of bounds. 9th turnover of the evening already for St. Mary's. Considering all the turnovers of the Bears, 9 to be exact, the Bears are only, well, actually they're tied after that 3-pointer by Hurla. 15-15. They're tied despite 9 turnovers. There's a pass to Deiter. Hurla went for a steal, came up empty. Turtle has it on the near side, gives it up to Haney. Haney's been pretty quiet offensively. She's been aggressive, but she hasn't been able to get some of the shots to fall, driving into the paint. Here's Heiman, out to Boland, fakes the 3, steps in, dishes it, not a good pass. Had the right idea, but the pass was low at Hyman's feet. And a turnover for Silver Lake. That is their 4th. Silver Lake, they start 2 seniors, 2 juniors, and a freshman. 17 on the roster, 3 seniors, 2 juniors, 6 sophomores, and 6 freshmen. Last year, undefeated 3A state champs, 26-0, 7th state title, first since 2016, and the 4th time they went undefeated, perfect season. The first 3 under Lauren Ziegler is now an assistant for the boys at Silver Lake. The shot missed everything from the near corner by Figgy. On the deck, Boland gets it, hands it off to Deiter, who gives it up to the trailer Haney, and Haney, the point guard, brings up the floor, being chased by the Wolf, which is Hurla. Open in the corner, 3, swish! Bullseye for Taylor Zordo on the perfect setup by Haney with the one-handed pass. That's the 4th 3 of the night for Silver Lake. And now a pass knocked away. Heiman trying to track down the loose ball to deflection. 18-15, Silver Lake with the lead. And a back-and-forth affair in this first quarter. In the near corner goes to Figgy. Now Hurla. Hurla puts up the running right hand. That one missing off the back iron. Rebounded by Silver Lake. Here's Haney. She wants to push. Fires it. One-hand pass. The three rattled in on the near side by Bolin. She has 3 3-pointers, and Haney with a dime on the money into the shooter's pocket with the one-handed dish from the right side to the left side of the floor, and Bolin was ready to spot up and knock it down. 5 threes for Silver Lake in this first half. 21-15 Eagles back at 30 seconds on 96.9 The Fold.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Substate brackets for 2, 3, and 4A will come out tomorrow. And we'll see where everybody stands. The boys' side can be interesting. Heritage Christian of Olathe, we're told that they're not eligible for postseason play, but that decision is under appeal. But you better have the appeal figured out whether you're going to accept it or reject it from Heritage Christian, because the bracket's supposed to come out tomorrow. So that boys' bracket could have one less team in it if Heritage Christian boys aren't allowed to play. We believe everything's good on the girls' side, so we have a full 16-team bracket when that comes out tomorrow. So something to keep an eye on. 21-15, St. Mary's calling that timeout as Silver Lake back-to-back triples. Bolin has been red hot. Inside it goes to Heim. Steps back, double team, flips it up with a reverse and can't get it to go. Good challenge by Bolin. Here comes Haney. She excels in the open floor. Two on two, moving to my left. Wisely backs it out. Little crossover, drives against Hurlip, puts up the tough shot, can't get the call. She wants, there was some contact. Kyle Porter saying, let's blow the whistle. They don't. Heim challenged it, altered it, might have got a piece of it. And here's Hurla, bringing across the 10-second line from left to right. Under 5 to play first down, 21-15. Nordles hit a 3 in this quarter. Bolin's hit 2 triples in the quarter. Here's a deep 3 by Hurla. She continues to light it up from 3. Hurla has her second 3 of the night, 8 points this evening, 57-3 of the season. And she's 18 threes over the last 3-plus games. Nordle. Kick out, open three, Dieter, top of the circle, wide to the left. So 21-18, both teams exchanging three-point pleasantries. Here's Kent, brings it back to the trailer. Between the ovals, it goes to Heim. Now Hurla, left wing extended. Heim goes to set a screen. Haney stays with Hurla. Kent over to Breeze. She launches from the corner, and she swishes. Jalen Breeze knocks down the triple, buries it from the far corner, and we're tied at 21. That's 5 3-pointers for St. Mary's, 5 3-pointers for Silver Lake, and we're all knotted up at 25. Now backdoor cut. Bolin trying to get it to, I think it was Dieter. Hyman was in the area as well. The turnover for the Eagles. Eagles 2 losses. Centralia, who's ranked number 2 in 1A Division 2 early in the year, and then losing to Riley County. Since that loss to Riley County, Silver Lake has won 6 in a row. Pass ahead. Breeze passes tipped by Haney. Good active hands. On deflection, Wendy comes away with it. Wendy had 7 threes against Royal Valley last Friday. Second all time for a school record and threes made in a game. Wendy to Whitehead. Back to Wendy. Wendy dishes underneath. Good look to Dieter. Steps through. Misses. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Lake. Will go to the Bears. Silver Lake a win over Royal Valley last Friday, 67-34. Wendy had 21 points and 7 threes, Haney 18, Dieter 13, and then they blew out Rossville on Monday. Those games moved up from Tuesday to Monday early in the week, 58-20. They're up 37-6 at half. Chris Rossville without Nora Burdick, one of their best players. St. Mary's with the ball, trying to break a 21-21 tie to travel on Heim as he moved the pivot foot before putting the ball on the floor in the quick move, trying to penetrate from the near wing. 10 turnovers for the Bears. Dieter at 19, Zortle 13, and that went over Rossville on Monday. Rossville girls earlier this year were ranked as high as 6th and 2. Inside it goes to Haney, posting up, puts it up, count it. and the harm, the foul, and that might be on Hutley, and that would be her third. So Haney continues to go inside despite being 5'7". And they're going to call this one on, yeah, it's on Hutley. That's her third. First team foul in the second quarter. First foul on either team here in the second quarter. So Haney to the line. She's 0-for-1 tonight, making 1-for-2. Completes a three-point play. So whether it's a three-pointer or a three-point play, we keep advancing in multiples of three, 24-21 in favor of the Eagles. Silver Lake ranks 6th in 3A. They're 16-2. High. Had a notion to pull the trigger. She's standing on the SM representing St. Mary's on the near wing. She's hit two threes in that spot already tonight. Now she posts up inside, puts it up, blocked from behind by Bowen. Heim gets it back, then lost it, gets it back again, goes up strong and scores. Heim was not going to be denied. She has 10. Great effort by the senior center. 24-23. Silver Lake by one. St. Mary's hanging tough. Here is Dider into the lane. The floater up, left it short. Good move. Rebound Haney. She steps through. High up off the window. It goes, and she'll go to the line for another three-point opportunity. That ball, she shot it so high it nearly went over the backboard and then came in down, raised the backboard, and went in. You talk about a high, difficult shot to put up there off the window by Haney. Foul on Hurla, that's her first. Haney was 7, make it 8. She completes a three-point play. And it's 27-23, Silver Lake by 4. Full court pressure for the Eagles. Heim brings it up, picked up there by Bowen. Heim, what a luxury to have a 6'3 center be able to handle the ball and bring it up the floor. Bowen runs through a screen, breeze hits the deck, no call, they let him play. Now Kent being hounded, and her grill is windy. And that's a 5 count or a timeout. Timeout called by St. Mary's. 1:59 to go first half. Silver Lake 27, St. Mary's 23, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. 27-23 in favor of Silver Lake. St. Mary's, they only have two timeouts remaining. They've burned two 30s and a full in this first half. Minute 59 to go, second quarter. Silver Lake has not committed a team foul in this frame. 27-23 Eagles. Silver Lake has all five of their timeouts. There's the inbounds of Hurley. Gets it to Heim. Back over to Hurley. Hurley pump fake and lobs it inside. Posting up, turnaround shot over the right shoulder. Bounces off for Heim. And Haney able to tip the ball to herself for the rebound. Haney averaged 17 points and 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. She stuffs the stat sheet. One of the best point guards in the state. Maybe the best point guard in 3A. Nice up and under by Haney. Goes up, and she has a chance for a third three-point play of this quarter. She draws a contact against Heim, able to muscle it up and in off the window for two more. And Haney, we talked about earlier in the game, she was not able to convert. There'd be some contact. They let it play. But she says, I'm going to keep going there. And she's able to knock down the free throw. So she has 11 points, 3 three-point plays. And it's 30-23, Silver Lake. Persistence pays off for Kaylin Haney. Now here's Heim. Kicks it over to Carson Pauli, is in a sophomore. Ball poked away by Dider. Retrieving it is Pauli. Hurla, one of the best shooters in the state in 3A. And Heim, one of the best centers in the state, if not the best center. And then Haney, one of the best point guards in the state. We've got three outstanding, talented players in this game. Here's a deep three by Heim. That's off the mark. Rebound by Haney with a good checkout against Kent. You know, Dider's only a freshman, but she's a pretty good athlete, too. And she's going to do some special things in Silver Lake the next 3 years. Here's Wendy, fakes the three, lobs it to Haney. Haney double team, good decision, kick out. Dider, I just mentioned her, left the three short from the corner. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Hunch, couldn't hang on to it. So, Silver League has 5 three-pointers and 3 three-point plays. That's 24 of their 30 points. 30-23, Eagles with the lead. 54 seconds to play before intermission. Haney fakes the handoff, gives it up to Wendy. Here's Whitehead. Whitehead steps in. Tough shot. One-hander in and out over Heim. She had to alter it. Nearly got it to go. The iron unkind for the visitor, Jaylee Whitehead of Silver Lake, a sophomore. Near corner it goes to the southpaw, the lefty with the pigtail. That's Kent. Over to Hurla. Hurla, dribble drive into the paint. The flip with the right hand. Scoop doesn't go. Good move. Beat the defender one-on-one, but couldn't finish. Excellent help defense by Silver Lake. And now Haney walks it up the floor across the Bear logo at half court from right to left. Silver Lake in the maroon uniforms. So 15 seconds to play before halftime. Silver Lake now facing St. Mary's, going to a little 2-3 zone look. 8 seconds. Haney gets the high screen. Flips it out. Wide open. Bolin has all day. This one off the mark. The rebound stick back. Whitehead doesn't go. Rebound by Breeze. And that's the end of the first half. 30-23 Silver Lake. Back with a halftime show after this 2.5 minute break. Back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Let St. Mary's Steamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Steamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ Wade Gershner, back with you on this Friday evening. High school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city. And we're glad to have high school basketball for you. Got more of it coming up next week. Monday, it's St. Mary's at Rossville. And then Wednesday, can't wait for four state-ranked teams to do battle at Seaman High School. The Vikings hosting the Piper Pirates, and then we get into postseason play for 2, 3, 4A, and then the week after next week, 5A, 6A, 1A, already starting postseason play, I believe is that later, it's early next week for 1A, Division 1 and 2. Here, girls game, it is the sixth-ranked team in the state in 3A, Silver Lake 30, St. Mary's 23. We're all knotted up at 12 at the end of 1. We were tied at 21, and Silver Lake was able to come up with a three-pointer and then a couple three-point plays from Kaylin Haney. Haney has 3 three-point plays. She has 11 points to lead Silver Lake, 3 of 4 from the line. Taylor Zorda with a three-pointer. She had 3 points. Ella Bowen, 3 triples. She has 9 points. Kara Steider with a triple. She has 5 points. And 2 points for Elena Brewster off the bench. Silver Lake had five turnovers. They were 3 of 4 from the line, hit 5 threes, and had the 3 three-point plays. St. Mary's, meanwhile, 11 turnovers, 8 of those in the first quarter. They were led by Hayden Heim with 10 points, including two triples. Isabel Hurla with 2 threes. She has 8 points, 3 points for Jalen Breeze on a tray, and 2 points for Veronica Huttley. Foul trouble. Huttley has 3. Nobody else in the game has more than 1. St. Mary's with 2 of 2 in line, and they, too, hit 5 3-pointers. Halftime, Silver Lake Girls 30, St. Mary's 23. Back to more of a halftime festivities after this 2-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime girls game here at St. Mary's. It is Silver Lake 30 and St. Mary's 23. Another girls halftime score. It is Holton over Sabatha at the break, 27-14. The 3A girls substate standings for the Hiawatha region stand like this. Osage City, it appears they've wrapped up the 1 seed. Silver Lake girls have wrapped up the 2. Wellsville right now is the 3 seed. Royal Valley, the 4. Heritage Christian Academy Olathe is 11-8. They're the 5 seed. St. Mary's is 10-8. They're the 6 seed. Hiawatha, the 7 seed, they're 9-8. The St. Mary's beat them head-to-head. But if St. Mary's would lose and Hiawatha wins, Hiawatha have a better record. It does appear that St. Mary's has assured at least a first-round game at home in the region. Ashland County is the 8 seed, Jeff West the 9, Riverside the 10, 11th seed is West Franklin, Santa Fe Trail the 12, Sabatha 13, Bishop Ward 14, Franklin LeCompte 15, the bottom seed, Osawatomie, who has not won a game this year. So if the season ended today, the regular season, Silver Lake would be hosting Perry LeCompte in the first round, and St. Mary's would be hosting West Franklin. Official brackets will come out tomorrow. Check out the Keisha website, keisha.org. Big thanks to our sponsors tonight. They include Silver Lake Animal Health Clinic and Center in Silver Lake, Elano Automotive in St. Mary's. St. Mary's team works. Doltmeyer Homes, Michelle Martin, your American Family Insurance agent in St. Mary's. Gray's Auto Repair, 2 locations, Rossville and St. Mary's. Bomb Janitorial, Stockdrawer State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Tobo Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Clements Welding and Morrill, Integrity Insurance, and by Nextech. Thanks to those sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. A reminder, 3-2-1A Wrestling Regionals will be on the Sabatha channel as Crendon and Brandon will have all that action for you. 1, 2, and 3A. Seth Thompson and myself will be over at Tonganoxie for the 4A Wrestling Regional, which will include Silver Lake wrestlers, along with many others, including wrestlers from Nemaha Central and Holton and Hiawatha, Atchison, among others. That'll be on the Holton channel tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m. So it'll be a full day of live video streaming of regional wrestling for the boys. We did girls regional wrestling last weekend, boys regional wrestling coming up tomorrow, and then we'll have coverage on our MSC Radio Group family of stations for state wrestling next Friday and Saturday. Second half to come. St. Mary's girls trailing Silver Lake at the break, 30-23. We'll be back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Steamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Steamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for sticking with us on a Friday night. High school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse. Wade Gershon with you from St. Mary's High School, home of the Bears. The Bears have the ball to start the second half in this girls' varsity contest. Silver Lake leading 30-23, their largest lead of the night. Inside, they try to get to Heim and off her hand and out of bounds. Pass letter too far from Hurler. And a turnover, the 12th for St. Mary's. They had 8 turnovers in the first quarter, just 3 in the second quarter. Both teams are at 5 3-pointers. Difference is 3 3-point plays by Galen Haney, who leads the way with 11 for Silver Lake. Heim has 10, Hurla 8 for St. Mary's, the normal 1-2 punch for the Bears. Zone defense, inside is Hyman. Power dribble against Heim, gets rejected, gets up, blocked again, and then Heim called for a foul, and then she bounced the basketball forcefully back at the official out of frustration. Luckily, she didn't completely slam it, or that's supposed to be an automatic technical. So Heim picks up her second personal foul. And that is the first team foul, as it looked to be a pretty clean block. Hyman's free throw up, and she swishes it. Page, a 61% foul shooter. 5'10 junior, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds. 31-23, 8-point lead for Silver Lake, their largest of the night. Hyman makes it 9, nothing but net on both of those free throws. Silver Lake as a team shoots 68% from the line, outscoring the opposition by 20 points per game on average. 32-23, and now Dider knocked it away, but then she'd worry about it over and back after she had the steal. I think she could have corralled it and been okay. So, no turnover. Lee playing with 3 fouls. Heim is playing with 2. Cut off baseline. They're calling that an offensive foul against Heim. Zorda came over, held defense, and I guess they're saying that Heim extended her elbow, her arm, and she's laughing out of frustration right now. That's a surprising call. That's a third on Heim. Now, the last one looked to be a pretty clean block. That one usually is a play on. 32-23. Tough luck for Hunt. Inside it goes to Haney. Out to Zordo. Lines up the triple from the far corner. Bouncing off. Weak side rebound, Heiman. Nice dish inside. The Dider lays it up and in. Dider with 7. Heiman the offensive rebound. Now at the inbound. Stolen by Haney. Jumps in the air. Throws it off of Hurla to avoid stepping out of bounds herself. And St. Mary's, they only have 2 timeouts to work with. Normally you call a timeout here, but if you're Coach Dorian Silsbury, you hate to use your 4th timeout. Here's the inbounds. Wide open 3. Haney misses from the corner. Rebound. Stick back is good by Dider again. Tipped it to herself. 36-23. And now Huttley being harassed by Dider. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. St. Mary's played man-to-man and played a little 2-3 recently. I have to play more 2-3, so protect Heim. They needed to stay on the floor with those 3 fouls when you're down in 13. Pump fake, stepping in, 3-pointer, Hurla banks it in from the top of the key. But when you're going right, everything's going down, even the bank shot. 11 for Hurla, her 3rd 3 of the night, the 6th 3 for St. Mary's, and boy, did they need that. That ends a 9-0 spurt by the Eagles, 36-26. Here's Haney over to Boland, misses the 3. She had 3 triples first down. Now Heim tied up with Hyman. They hit the deck, and it's loose, and it comes out to Kent for St. Mary's. They are in the white uniforms, blue numerals and lettering with a blue trim, moving to my left. Hurla lobs it for Heim. Heim catches, leans against Hyman, forces it up and in. Tough shot. Heim has 12, and it's 36-28. Silver Lake by 8 with 6 to play in the third quarter. Silver Lake's done a good job moving the ball against this 2-3 zone. Diagonal skip, a lob to Dider in the Haney. Pump fake, flips it back over to Zordle. Zordle doesn't take the 3. Skips it across. Here's Dider into the lane. Puts it up and scores. Dider with 11. She averages 12.5. 38-28. Well, you understand why St. Mary's in the zone with the foul trouble, with Huttley with 3 and Heim with 3, but Silver Lake is carving it up right now. 38-28. Hurla drives, flips it with the right, and the scoop rolls off the rim. Bowling the rebound. Here's Haney. She has a 3-on-3. Kicks it over. Zortle running the floor. Pump fake. Banker up and good. And Silver Lake now getting out in transition. That was a concern for the Bears coming in. It's 40-28 Silver Lake, and the Bears are sped up right now. And now a trap by Dider against Hurla. The ball went out of bounds off of whom? I thought it might have been off of Hurla's foot, but they say off Dider. So 40-28, Silver Lake. We saw them last week, last Thursday, 8 days ago against the Bears. Turned up the defensive intensity, turned it up a notch, tightened the screws on defense in the fourth quarter, and then pulled away to win by 13 after leading by 3 going into the fourth. We're seeing some of that here a little bit earlier in the third quarter this time around. Underneath on the lob, Heim turns. Might have got away with a push off that time. Missed the shot. Ball tipped out, gets to Heim again. Power dribble, lays it up and in. That was more an offensive foul of Heim there than the one they actually called, and they didn't call that one. So maybe that's even. I don't know. 40-30 in favor of Silver Lake with 4:43 to play third quarter. 2 fouls of the Bears, none on Silver Lake in this third frame. Lobbed the high post, and Haney had it poked away, and she lost it. Just the sixth turnover for the Eagles. They average 12 a game. St. Mary's averages 14 a game. Heim launches the three and rattles it home. From the far wing, Heim hits her third trifecta tonight. She has 17 points. Here's Haney in the lane. Nice dish underneath the Dider. Missed the layup. Heim, a strong rebound. And here come the Lady Bears, who won't go away. Heim, nice pass ahead. Gives it to Kent. Back to the trailer, Hurla. Over to Heim. Why not? She'll try another three. Feeling it. Left that one short. Long rebound to Boland. Gets it to Haney. St. Mary's at 7 threes. Haney all the way down the boulevard. The layup, no. A little bit too strong. And then Dider rips it away from Heim. Jump ball, they say. And the air in favor of Silver Lake. Heim and Hurley each with 3 threes. Breeze with a triple for the Bears. 21 of the 33 points beyond the arc. Usually a lot of their points come inside with Heim posting up. Silver Lake's done a pretty good job against Heim when they lob it into her down low to the 6'3 senior center, who will take her talent to Central Missouri next year to play D2 basketball. Box set on the out-of-bounds play for the Eagles. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Haney is the trigger woman. Finds Boland. Wide open. Lines the three up. Left of the key. Bingo! Boland is on fire. She has 4 threes tonight. She had all day to shoot that. It's time to unwrap her birthday gifts. Nobody picked her up on the inbounds. 43-33. Here's Heim. Over to Kent. A lob into Heim. Great pass by Huttley. Heim missed the layup. Ball tipped out. Huttley gets it back. Heim reposts on the baseline. Leans in. What a pass to Breeze. Missed the layup. Man, you couldn't set up on a better platter if you were Heim, and Breeze could not hit the bunny underneath. Great look by Heim. I think Breeze was a little bit surprised by that one. 43-33. Silver Lake by 10. 3:15 to go third quarter. They swing against the zone. Boland says, how about number 5? This one is short. Heim the rebound. Always seen Haney hit some threes in the game. Wendy's hit 7 in the game for Silver Lake. Second all-time in Silver Lake history for threes in the game. And now Boland tonight has 4 trades. Here's a backdoor cut. Trying to go to Huttley. Dider picks it off. Heim's pass a little bit late and behind. Huttley was open initially. Ahead to Boland. Open. Tries it again. And hits! Boland splashes another. Her 5th trifecta of the night. It's 46-33. Silver Lake with the lead, their biggest of the night. Here's Huttley, spin dribble, turns, pivots in the lane, gives it up to Hurla. Hurla got her close to the Whitehead. Good help, and Wendy knocks away from Hurla. Ahead to Haney. Haney brings it back out beyond the 3-point line, top of the circle. Reverse pivot, flips it. They share the ball. Whitehead says, why not? She shoots, misses, an air ball. Rebound, no good on the putback by Dider, but Haney's there to finish it with another offensive rebound. She has 13. 48-33, Silver Lake. And we have a timeout called by St. Mary's. They only have 1 remaining. 2:12 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake 48, St. Mary's 33. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse. Check that back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the St. Mary's and Silver Lake girls have combined to connect on 14 three-pointers, seven for each team. But Silver Lake leads by 15, 48-33, their largest lead of the night. We were tied at 21. Since then, it's been all Silver Lake. Bears down the one timeout. We still have 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Erla has it. She's been guarded closely. Whitehead draws the assignment man-to-man. Erla still has 11 points and 3 threes, one that she banked in this quarter. Here's Heim, pump fake on the three, drives past Brewster, pull up Jay, in and out, and a good one-handed rebound by Whitehead. Here come the Eagles. Haney dribbles it up the floor, walks it up the floor, across half court. Between the ovals, hands it off to Whitehead. Whitehead finds a crease, kicks it out. Three-pointer, Wendy wants to join the party, misses this one off the front iron. Heim, a strong rebound. And she's able to clean the glass for St. Mary's. Heim averaging 24 points and 13 rebounds a game. Here's Heim, crushing screen set. One-handed pass is Kent trying to go to Heim. Haney read it, jumps in front, passing lane, steals it. Haney, nice pass ahead. Whitehead running the floor, lays it up and in. Another assist for Haney, averages 6 assists a game. Whitehead's first two. As Silver Lake beat him down the floor in transition, which was a concern for St. Mary's coming in. 50-33, Eagles with the lead, a minute to go here in the third quarter. Heim, quick move baseline. Good help defense by Zordel. Now to Kent. Kent plays it out front to Hurla. Hurla back to Huttley. Huttley with three fouls. Sophomore point guard. Now to Hurla. Dribble drive baseline. Flips it up. Had it partially blocked by Whitehead. Rebound by Zordel. Here's Haney surveying the floor. Eyes are up with the dribble. Wearing the ponytail. Number four, the junior point guard. So Zordel has room. Doesn't take it. Whitehead, far wing. Brings it back out front. Right of the key. This is Haney. And Silver Lake could back it out for the final shot of the quarter if they choose to. Wendy over to Whitehead. 23 seconds of ticking, third quarter. Silver Lake leads by 17. There's a lob, too tall. Not a good pass by Brewster. Trying to go to Haney. Here's Heim in the open floor. Brings it back out to the trailer, which is Huttley. 15 seconds to work with for St. Mary's. They trail by 17. Now Heim lost it for a moment. Retreats and regains control of the pumpkin near half court. A little crossover. Heim down the boulevard. Flips it up. Left it short. Gets her own rebound. Goes up. Slips and falls. Left it short. Again, here's the 75-footer by Haney. Baseball throw down the floor. Hits the backboard. And that's the end of three. Silver Lake in control. 50-33 over St. Mary's. Back in 1 minute. This high school basketball, 96-9 to Bulls.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake led by 7 at halftime. They outscore St. Mary's 20-10 in the third quarter. And they lead the Bears 50-33, second meeting of these teams in a span of 8 days. Here's Dider, high screen set, beyond the perimeter, Heim trying to free up Hutley. Hutley plays it back to Kent, lobs it up, nobody home. Kent threw that, and she was throwing that ball no matter what. There's five players on Heim. She had made up her mind to throw that. And way over the head of everybody and out of bounds. Turnover St. Mary's, that's their 17th. Well, Heim and Herla, they have combined for 28 of the team's 33 points. Zordal fakes the three, into the lane, bounce pass out front. Bolin, who's hit 5 3-pointers tonight. Now to Dider, out to Zordal, lines up the three from the far corner. This one bouncing off, ball tipped around, and Heim comes away with it. And see if St. Mary's can run in transition. Hutley, long pass ahead to Figgy, and now to Kent. Back to Figgy. Picked up there by Heim and Silver Lake, man-to-man defense. Bolin guarding Heim. Heim turns, nothing doing. Good defense by Bolin. And now Kent drives baseline. Cut off by Zordal. Silver Lake's whole defense against Heim has been really good tonight. But Heim still has 17 points to tell you how good a player she is. She has three threes. Here's Hutley. Splitters through all the way to the hoop. And the finger roll is off the mark. Rebounded by the Eagles. Here's Dider. Ball poked away by Kent. Out of bounds. It stays with the Eagles. St. Mary's in their history, three state titles. They won the 3A title in 82, 2000. They won the 3A title, and in 09 won the 2A title. Last year, Silver Lake won all three meetings against St. Mary's, and then this year, 8 days ago, Silver Lake won by 13. It's a three-point game going into the fourth. Here it's Silver Lake leading by 17 with 6:49 to go fourth quarter. Inbounds to Bolin. Back cut. What a pass by Bolin to Haney, who finishes at the rack. Haney with 15, and what a dish. That was a little extra hot sauce on that run from Bolin and put it right on the money to Haney. He's just Haney the one that's doing the distribution of the basketball. 52-33, Silver Lake in control. Here's a pull-up J missing from the foul line by Heim. Outlet to Haney, and this is where Silver Lake excels. They want to push if they can. Haney, oh, what a crossover. Gets around Kent. Dishes to Bolin, cutting to the hoop. Her banker, no. Bolin tips it herself, gets her own rebound. Steps back. Nobody comes out to guard her. Three-pointer! She rips the cords again. Silver Lake's Ella Bolin, the senior, with 6 3-pointers. Wendy had 7 off the bench last week against Royal Valley. 55-33. Heim tries to answer her 3 off the back iron from the far corner. Long rebound. Karen's in the hands of Paige Hyman. 8 threes for Silver Lake as a team. 6 from Bolin. Now Haney goes by Kent and passes to Zordal. She thought Zordal keep cutting on the baseline. She said she stopped, pass wide and out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for Silver Lake. St. Mary's with 17 turnovers. Ella Bolin, who was all-tournament performer at the Burlington Invitational, a tournament Silver Lake won for the third straight year. And Bolin with 18 points tonight, 6 3-pointers. That's probably a career high or closing in one. And 6 threes has to be a career high for Ella Bolin. The most threes in the game made by a Silver Lake Eagle basketball player on the girls' side is 8. Wendy had 7 last week. Banker, wild shot by Heim. She was pressured. She misses everything on that one. Out of bounds. Ball last touch by Breeze. And Bolin's still not done. We still have 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. And Bolin has a chance to add to her totals. All 18 points coming off of 3-pointers. 6 times 3 equals 18. That's that high school and college math that I had back in the day. Here's Zordal. Flips it to Haney. And the thing is, Bolin's been wide open on all of them. St. Mary's done a poor job of finding her. Here's Haney, drives, had a block from behind. Great defense by Breeze. Clean block and gives it up to Heim. Heim quickly ahead to Herla. Herla catches it, goes baseline with the dribble, underhands it, throws it away. Dider has it. Dider saves on the near side to Haney. Haney, a little shake and bake, behind the back dribble, backs it out. Kent guarding her, and Haney has her on skates. Now in the far corner, beyond the arc is Zordal. Zordal's hit a 3-pointer tonight. Now the foul, pass knocked away and tipped by Heim. Herla comes away with it, then reaching foul on Bolin. Her first and the first foul of the fourth quarter on Silver Lake. Silver Lake has not committed very many fouls at all tonight. .434 to play in this fourth quarter. Silver Lake 55, St. Mary's 33. They're tied at the end of one at 12 on a Veronica Hutley shot. Close out the quarter. It was 30-23 at the end of the first half. We were tied at 21. And then Silver Lake, a 9-2 run to close out that first half. Kaylin Haney had 3 3-point plays in that quarter. Herla to Heim. Open. 3-pointer. It's up and away. That one too strong. It's just the backboard. Missed the rim completely. And, of course, if you're Silver Lake, you're more than happy to let Heim shoot the threes, even though Heim has hit 3 3-pointers. Baldwin looks inside. Underhands it to Haney. Haney, such a good ball handler. And she goes by Kinn again, flips it on the baseline. Here's Deiter, and the floater missing baseline, gets her own rebound, tries to save it, knocked away by Breeze. Breeze once again to play ball off the bench for St. Mary's. Here's Huttley, a little crossover, and goes all the way to the hoop. Can't finish, but the foul on Wendy. That was a good move by Huttley and the open floor. Wendy with her first, second team foul on the Eagles. Silver Lake will be hosting Riley County on Monday. That does not impact any standings whatsoever other than your overall record. League season is over, even though there's the two league teams battling out in the Big East League. Here's Kent, hops into a three, missing from the far side, a little bit too strong. And Hyman is fouled after he had the rebound. Fouled there by Breeze, her first team foul on St. Mary's in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake, 7 state titles, as we mentioned earlier, 4 perfect seasons, including one last year, went 26-0. Kyle Porter recently getting his 100th win as a head coach. It actually was against St. Mary's last Thursday, his 100th win as the head coach of Silver Lake in his fifth year. He's 102-18, led Royal Valley state title back in 2019, coached the Hayes. 8th year overall, done a wonderful job, assisted by Johnny Roberts and Mark Johnson. Here's Haney behind the back dribble, up and under, fires it near corner to Bolin. Bolin for number 7 is not going to fall. A little bit too strong. Lucky number 7, not quite yet for Ella Bolin. Good find by Haney. Now triple team is Hurla, and Haney just rips it away from Hurla. Brought the ball down to her waist, and then Haney being chased from behind, drives through, banks it up and in. Haney was 17, and it's 57-33, all Silver Lake. It was 40-33, so it's 17-0 run. Silver Lake with 17 straight points. Haim turns. It's been a long time since St. Mary's has scored. In fact, they have not scored in the fourth quarter. Haim's underhand scoop off the window a bit too strong. We have played 5 minutes of this fourth quarter, and St. Mary's has not scored in the period. Here's Haney. Kicks it. Open. Wendy, the high arcing three, rips the cords. And a timeout called by Silver Lake. Savannah Wendy for their first 3 of the night, or 33rd of the season. We have a timeout. Back in 30 seconds. It's all Eagles right now. 2:42 to go, fourth quarter. Back in 30 on 96.9, the Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3720. 24. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back, along with studio engineer MJ Wade Gershner with you on this Friday night from St. Mary's. Silver Lake Lady Eagles, number 6 team in the state in 3A, defending 3A state champion, seems to be peaking at the right time. They blew out Royal Valley by 33 last Friday, beat Rossville by 38, and they're up by 27. They're on a 20-0 run. It was 40-33 midway through the third. It's now 60-33. St. Mary's can't buy a bucket. And Silver Lake shooting the ball extremely well. Bolin with 6 threes. Wendy a 3 right before that timeout. Now a foul is called on Silver Lake. A little overzealous defensively guarding Hurla. Trying to trap her. A hold is called. Third team foul on the Eagles. With 2:28 to play in this one. Foul is on Wendy. Now check that. They would put it up on the board. Wendy had one a little while ago. Here is Heim. He has 17. Catches on a return pass from Pauli. Now puts up a wild banker, and she might have got that, got hit right across the face. She's shaken up. The foul was whistled on the Eagles. It's on Zordle. That's team foul number 4 on the Eagles. We were tied at 12 at the end of one, 21 all, 9-2 run to close out the half. Silver Lake led by 7 at the break, and it was 40-33, 20-0 spurt for the Eagles. Inside Hine catches and scores, and that finally ends the scoring drought for St. Mary's as they go almost 6 minutes, 5:45, without a point. I'm with 19. Nice dish. Dieter inside, but Brewster is rejected up high at the peak of a shot by Heim, around just three blocks a game. Heim puts it into the corner to Breeze. Three-pointer on the way. Back iron, no. And Windy with the weak side rebound for the Eagles. They have the ball in the maroon uniforms, moving left to right. Here's Dieter pushing it between the leg dribble, given a crease, goes all the way. The scoop doesn't fall. She gets her own rebound, flips it out. That was Dieter, now to Windy. Now Whitehead swings it right side to Zordel. Haney's probably done for the night. She's on the bench right now getting a breather with minute 28 to go. Silver Lake by 25. Dieter throws up a top scoop over the outstretched arms of Heim. Misses everything, and rebound Bears. 60-35, Silver Lake. Heim launches the triple off the mark from the far side. Frees the rebound. Hurla catches it. Guarded by Whitehead. Hurla turns the corner. Flips it up and banks it in. Nice scoop. Whiting to her right, Hurla. And we have a timeout just for substitutions. So Hurla with 13. Now the good news for St. Mary's girls, even with this loss, it appears they'll at least have one more home game in their season. They'll be on the road Monday at Rossville, which will have for you 96-9 the Pulse. Hurla finishes with 13 and three threes. New players in the game. Kylie Haney is in. Here's Windy. Flips it out to Brewster. Brewster doesn't take the three. 50 seconds to go. Inside going to Heimann, pass too tall. Turnover Silver Lake, they're eight. St. Mary's turned over 18 times, eight in that first quarter, but yet they were tied at the end of one, 12-12. Here's a three-pointer put up there, kind of a slingshot approach from Abby Sirokas, the sophomore. It's an air ball. Here's Haney's pass. This is Kylie Haney, the sophomore. That one's errant and wide and out of bounds. Allie Gerber checking into the game for Silver Lake. Also coming in, Carly Erb. And we'll check who else is coming in for Silver Lake. They have one other player coming in here. Dalen Thompson, a freshman, number 21. Lucy Keenan is in for St. Mary's. Also out there is Thela Jackson and Savannah Irvin. Irvin out front. Sirokas shoots the three. It's off the mark. Good box out there by Kylie Haney. Had it, lost it, knocked away, and stolen. Sirokas goes all the way. Can't hit the layup. And then Kylie Haney with a rebound. 7 seconds to go in the game. Lobs it ahead. Here's Herb. Bounced it off her foot and out of bounds. Far corner with 1.4 to play. 60-37. Silver Lake with the lead, and more than likely that will be our final score. St. Mary's to inbound it. Gets it in to Emma Foster, a freshman. And Silver Lake improves to 17-2, and they're playing some of their better ball of the year, peak at the right time. They finish runner-up in the league race to Riley County. And Silver Lake, a win 8 days ago against St. Mary's by 13, then won by 33 at Royal Valley, beat Rossville by 38 on Monday, and win tonight on the road to St. Mary's by 23 in a game that was tied at 21 in the second quarter. Silver Lake went on a 9-2 run, lead by 7 at the break, and then really put it away there in that third quarter. And they had that 20-0 run, scoring the first 10 of the fourth, the last 10 of the third, a 20-0 run, and that'll usually win you some games. 60-37 is the final. St. Mary's falls to 10-9, and that two-game winning streak is snapped. We'll take a look at the totals and more when we come back in 2.5 minutes with our post-game show on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to St. Mary's. It is senior night for the Bears, even though the girls and boys basketball teams will have first-round games in postseason play coming up late next week. The girls would play on Thursday. The boys would play on Friday. Same would apply for Silver Lake. They'll have their girls and boys at home next week. They'll have their senior night, I would imagine, coming up Monday when they host Riley County. So the seniors being recognized, we'll have an extended break between games to recognize all of those seniors, and they deserve all those accolades. My son was a senior last year, and it's when your first kid graduates and is going off to college or whatever they're going to do after high school, you're trying to soak it in as much as you can. So I'm seeing these parents walk on the floor. I was doing that a year ago back in Beloit. So St. Mary's girls gave Silver Lake a tussle in that first half. We were tied at 12. It was 21-21. Silver Lake on a 9-2 run to close out the second quarter. Kayla Haney with 3 3-point plays in that first half, 2 3-point plays in that second quarter. Ella Boland hit a couple of threes in that second quarter as well. And then it was 40-33 when Silver Lake scored the final 10 points of the third, the first 10 of the fourth, a 20-0 run, and to put the game away, going to win it. 60-37. Silver Lake 17-2 overall. They'll be a 2 seed in their regional, and they'll get the first 2 games at home. As long as they don't get upset in the first round, they'll have their first 2 games at home, and then they hope to have a regional or sub-state championship game at Hiawatha. And if they win that as well, you have to win 3 to get the state, then they'd be back to defend their title in Hutch. Silver Lake led tonight by Ella Boland. What a night for the 5'11 senior guard. She had 6 3-pointers and 18 points tonight. Kaylin Haney at 17 points and numerous assists and 3 3-point plays. 11 points and a 3-pointer from freshman Karis Deiter. 3 points on a triple, Savannah Windy. 2 points, Elena Brewster. 2 for Paige Hyman. 5 points and a 3 for Taylor Zordel. And Jaylee White had chipped in with the bucket as well. Silver Lake attempted to score free throws. They were 3 of 4. 3 3-point plays. Made 8 threes. Turned over 9 times unofficially. St. Mary's, meanwhile, had 18 turnovers unofficially. They only attempted 2 free throws. So we only had 6 attempted free throws in the game. St. Mary's made both of theirs. They made 7 threes, 3 triples from Heim, 3 from Hurla. Heim had 19, Isabel Hurla had 13. That was 32 of their team's 37 points. So once again, they are the 1-2 punch, and if they could just get something from other players offensively to add up to more than 5, of course, you know, it puts a lot on. Like, Hurla's going to have to score 20, and Heim's going to score 20 for St. Mary's, and they're going to play good defense to make a deep run postseason play. And that's what we saw last Friday night at Hiawatha. They had 29 from Hurla, 23 from Heim, and held Hiawatha 43. That's the recipe for St. Mary's to make a run. But it wouldn't hurt if they could have somebody else chip in and able to score 6 to 10 points, take a little pressure off offensively, because if one of those two, Heim or Hurla, has off night, there's a lot of pressure on their defense. So Heim with 19, Hurla with 13, each hit 3 triples. Jalen Breeze with a 3 off the bench, and Ronick Huttley with a bucket that tied the game late in the first quarter. As St. Mary's hit 7 triples, Silver Lake made 9 threes, 16 combined threes in the game. St. Mary's falls with 10-9, and their 2-game winning streak is snapped. So as it sits right now, St. Mary's is 10-9, and Looks like they'll be either the 6th or the 7th seed for the 3A Hiawatha Regional, which means they would be hosting a first-round game. As it sits today, it would be West Franklin, but if they slide to a 7, they could be hosting possibly a Jeff West or a Riverside. But the good news is, based off the standings of the Acacia website, St. Mary's will be assured at least a first-round game at home in postseason play. Silver Lake girls and boys and St. Mary's boys, those three look to be in pretty good shape. Silver Lake girls and boys look to be in Silver Lake girls look to be in great shape to host two, as long as they win both, to move on to the sub-state or regional final up in Hiawatha. But the boys' side is a little bit fuzzier because Heritage Christian Academy might not be eligible, and they're sitting as a 4 seed. Silver Lake St. Mary's boys are about 14-4. Either one could possibly get the 1 seed if Santa Fe Trail loses tonight. Or they could possibly slide all the way to a 6 seed if they lose out on tiebreakers with Heritage Christian Academy Riverside. If Heritage Christian Academy's appeal is granted, they're appealing the ruling that they would be ineligible to play in that region. So we'll see how that all plays out. So a lot to be played for coming up here in just a little while between the Silver Lake St. Mary's boys. And we'll preview that one when we come back in a little bit. Once again, Silver Lake girls win tonight over St. Mary's 60-37. We're going to take about a 6-minute break, MJ, and because we are just now wrapping up senior recognition. So we will throw it back to the studios. Maybe we'll play a little music or news, whatever MJ wants to do for about 6 or 7 minutes. We'll be back with you on 96.9 The Pulse for what should be a fantastic matchup between the Bears and the Eagles. They played 8 days ago, and it came down to the final seconds, and Silver Lake prevailed. We're looking forward to deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra once said. Love to see it come down to the final seconds again tonight, so that should be a great game. But don't go anywhere. We'll be back with you in just a little bit with pregame for the boys' contest here from St. Mary's. Once again, the final of the girls, Silver Lake wins over St. Mary's 60-37. Be back with you in a little bit here on 96.9 The Pulse.